This summer, science fiction and fantasy films like Transformers and the latest Harry Potter have dominated movie screens. If you have a more grown-up hunger for sci-fi, this weekend you might check out Sunshine. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Brightness has never seemed as menacing as it does in Sunshine. This nail-bitingly tense science fiction thriller emphasizes both the fearsome power of our friend the sun and how bereft we would be without its rays. Screenwriter Alex Garland has given Sunshine a strong pulp concept. The time is the future, and the sun, billions of years ahead of schedule, is dying, presenting mankind with the unpleasant threat of extinction.
We have a payload to deliver to the heart of our nearest star. We're delivering that payload because that star is dying, and if it dies, we die. Everything dies. So that is our mission. There is nothing, literally, nothing more important than completing our mission. End of story.
He's right.
No sooner do we meet everyone on board the spaceship Icarus on a mission to restart the sun than a crisis arrives in the form of a signal from a long-lost earlier flight. No matter how the Icarus responds, audiences can be sure that anything that can possibly go wrong will do so.
We have a major incident. We are floating free from you.
Sunshine is the latest film from British director Danny Boyle, whose eclectic resume, including Millions, Trainspotting, and 28 Days Later, reveals a refusal to make the same film twice. This philosophy allows Boyle to bring the energy and enthusiasm of newness to each genre he tries. Sunshine is a thoughtful genre film, one with philosophical concerns about God, man, and morality. It's not for nothing that Icarus's talking computer echoes the iconic HAL of 2001: A Space Odyssey. The film has also devoted time and effort to making the Icarus's crew into recognizable people and not Hollywood stick figures. One of the draws of movie science fiction is always its look, and Sunshine's is distinctive. Both the interior of Icarus and the exterior of deep space have a strange, unnerving aspect. An especially wonderful touch are gold lamé spacesuits that are the very thing Elvis would have worn if astronauting had ever come his way. Sadly, this film eventually floats free of the plausibility that has been its anchor and falls victim to conventional plotting. Sunshine is too smart to be fatally wounded, but it's hard not to wish it wasn't smarter still.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.